stunning, magnificent, very awesome humans. Today's episode sounds like bliss because we're chatting about power, metamorphosis, and beauty. She's a big one. She's juicy. Let's rock and roll. Say hello to that exhale and to those goosebumps and to that moment of truth or beauty or generosity. Here we will explore struggles and celebrations and devotions, the stuff that life's made of. There will be deep thoughts, interrupted often by belly laughs, because that's also how life works. Some spoken word because, you know, sometimes nothing says it quite like a poem. Conversations with friends, new and old, and soul riffs straight out of my noggin and my heart and into your headphones. I am your host, Tara, and you're listening to Sounds Like Bliss. Welcome. Hey, my loves. What's going on? Welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back to the sauna. Yeah, it's feeling good. It's feeling good in here. I'm really excited about our three words and worlds today. And I will say that this is the last episode in this series of words and worlds. And in the next episode, we will explore why the bloody hell we've been doing what we've been doing. Power, metamorphosis, beauty. Why are we chatting about these today? Well, take a ride with me. Take a ride with me as we unpack and rewrite these words, particularly the first one, power. So I want to ask you what comes to your mind and heart when you think of that word? Do any people come to your mind, your heart? Because we live in a world of such falsified power, of such bravado, of such inflated ideas of power. Power that is not truly power, but looks like it. Power that is a lie on a soul level. Power that thinks it's power because of control or greed. Privilege. So let's explore power in a different way today. Let's explore power as Shakti, as life force, as the breath that blesses everyone on this planet. Let's explore power as that force within you that activates you, that enlivens you. We are not talking about the conventional use of the word power. You know, we're not talking about fame, about money, about politics. What is the soul essence of this word? And I want to tell you some things about this that my mentor has taught me about this word power, because my relationship to it now has completely changed. And I feel and sense what power is in its truest form, which means that I can recognize it in other people. And it's such a beautiful thing when I can see someone in their power, in the essence and being of their power. So there's a few things that come to my mind and that are still sitting on my heart through these teachings of my mentor. Number one thing is this: power as a soul quality is love in action. Love in action. Hero Boga once told me that comfort is not a substitute for power, that love requires us to be in action in this world. So to me, it's like power is applying heat to the creative process, potency, inner strength, eloquence. It's that ability to engage yourself and your inner resources and your senses and your mechanisms to create something in the world. Like, creation is not creation without power behind it. You know, if that intelligence combined with power, now we have something. Now we're in motion. Powerful body, a powerful mind. Power, a result of a mindful self-care practice. And this is why it's so critical that play is a prerequisite. And I really have sequenced this for you. So we notice last episode we had reverence, the depth, then we had play, the lightness, and now we come into power. Just think about the link between that for a moment. Play and power. Play and power. Not words that you would normally put together, but hell, I do. I put them together. My playfulness informs my life force. My playfulness informs my potency. Power is what makes us effective and influential on a soul level, not on a manipulative level, not in a controlling way or a codependency kind of way. Effective and influential in a way that creates the world that we really want to live in. Power is always linked to desire, which is to say that it's linked to the voice of your soul. And it involves participation. So I invite you today to reshuffle how you currently relate to that word. It's one of my favorite words and states of being. I love feeling powerful within my body, which often is to say, like, I often feel the most powerful when I am still, when I am centered and when I am grounded, not when I am all rah. Something for you to think about, feel about. Let's move on to metamorphosis. I want you to think for a second, what could the link be between power and metamorphosis? And I'm not going to share too many thoughts on this today, but what I will share is a poem that I wrote last year. It goes a little something like this. I remember when I went into the darkness. It was so cold and so still, and I was so afraid. My skin was soft, and my heart was shattered a little, and my bones were brittle. And there was no one in there but me. I met myself for the very first time in the dark. I bellowed for a name, for some help, for some light. Just the flame of a single candle would suffice. I was not answered in the way I prayed I would be answered. The silence stretched out in space and lingered a little longer. The air stung like ice, and I contracted in response. The darkness blackened evermore. But from the goop of my tenderized body, I felt wings press into these walls. My wings. From the mess of oppression and confusion, the light of my own awareness illuminated that cave. From the disowned crevices of my being sprung desire, and I remembered that even slugs on their way to winged wonder are made of stars and the molten center of the earth. Slugs like me, winged wonders like me. And I remembered that if I were never that tender, then this would never be a metamorphosis to remember. And finally, beauty. Beauty. We take this big, long journey together. Courage, creation, collaborative leadership, curiosity, attunement, sovereignty, sensuality, reverence, play, power. Metamorphosis. And where does it take us, my friends? It takes us to beauty. To divine order. Hmm. when we are willing to meet life in all of that, this is how you can get to the end of a year, no matter what hardship that you have faced or endured, and you can say, that was a beautiful year. I received everything that I needed. Everything was a boon. That was magnificent because I am alive and these breaths are still coming into my lungs and my eyes are still seeing those sunsets. And I trust myself to experience and relish in all of this complexity. And I am stronger and I am more radiant. And the light in my eyes is brighter because I have felt more and I am willing to feel more. So again, we take this word beauty and we unravel it from the nonsense that's wrapped up in this word. We take it out of the patriarchy. We take it out of the mainstream. We take it out of the industry. And we look, what is this? Beauty is a state of being. It's something that we bring. It's something that we can make. We can make something beautiful with the light and intention that we offer it. In the words of Alex Franzen, we can leave the world in a better state than which we found it. And that's a beautiful thing. We can leave imprints of beauty in spaces that were otherwise barren and abandoned. Your presence has the capacity to do that, and it has nothing to do with how you curl your hair or what colored linen you wear or what car you drive or the jewels that adorn you. Beauty is about engagement and intimacy with life and with you, with yourself. And when you get close enough to something, you will always see the beauty in it. Brené Brown said, it's hard to hate people up close. Because when you are in right relationship with something, which is to say when you are in sovereign energy and you are looking at and relating to something or someone or something that's alive, that's in their sovereign energy, beauty is the result of that. But if we are relating from our hooks and from our insecurities and from our wounds, there is no room for beauty. There is only room for a perpetual state of repetition. So today, explore power in the way we've discussed it in this podcast. Don't link the word power with Donald Trump. Link the word power with the presence of your soul being in your body. That's power, beauties. Meditate or reflect on areas or aspects of your life that are calling to be transformed or metamorphosized. What's calling you in? What's whispering you in? Ooh, what cave do you need to let your body be a little bit tenderized in? You know, you want to feel those wings press up against that cave. You are the winged wonder that is becoming. And contemplate this very short, very powerful sentence and idea that brings me so much peace and remembrance in moments where I'm afraid to expand. Here it is. All things of beauty are worth the effort. That sounds like bliss to me, my friends. The 2019 experience of Rebels of Light is finally here. And she is so much more than a mentoring program. She is a way of being. A full-bodied, fully breathing code for living a truly powerful life, which has room for deep feeling, healing, and freedom. Through a combination of subtle and sensational stillness practices, monthly mentoring, group discussions, guest teachers, and weekly dares, a container will be created for you to alchemize your life like never before. She awaits your participation with anticipation, as I do. So head on over to tarabliss.com.au to reignite that rebellion within you. Beauties, thanks for being here today. Thanks for exploring these 12 wonderful words and worlds with me. I appreciate your presence like you wouldn't believe, and I'm so excited to teach you more about why we explored these worlds in the next episode. If you found value in today's podcast, please subscribe on iTunes and share this episode on your social feed of choice. You know that I love Instagram. She's my fave. You can tag me there at @Tara_Bliss. And I just want to hear from you. You know, share the episode. Maybe you want to write a post around something that really hit your heart in this particular episode. But do make sure you tag me so I can share your insights with the community. If you're feeling particularly generous, leaving a review on iTunes will help get these sounds into even more eardrums. Thank you for your kindness and generosity there. For episode show notes, resources, and updates on what I have on offer for you, jump over to tarabliss.com.au/episode 6. That's episode 6, and subscribe to my notes straight to your inbox. Have a beautiful moment, beautiful, right here and right now. Bye-bye now.